are tuned into What's the Topic with Nash.
What's up, what's up, what's up? Yes, I'm talking to you. What's up? I know it sounds like WhatsApp, WhatsApp, WhatsApp. Yeah, 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 you know how we do it, eh? How you doing? Good morning. I hope you're having an awesome, wonderful morning. So if you are in an, I was going to say area, but if you're in a place, okay, let me put it like this. If you are located in a place where at the moment it's morning, good morning to you. But if you are in a place where it's afternoon, good afternoon. Or if you are in a place where it's evening, good evening. So whatever location you located in, I've covered all of them. So to you, good morning, good evening, or good afternoon, depending on what's happening in your life right now. So yeah, you might even get the show in the afternoon. So good afternoon to you. Yeah. Today, I'm going to be talking about an awesome topic, which is called PUBG. PUBG, that's the topic, yo. PUBG is the topic. Now, for those who don't know, PUBG is really interesting, yeah. You're probably wondering, what is PUBG? So, yeah, I'm going to go into details in terms of what PUBG is. And you're actually going to get to understand what PUBG is. And, yeah, really, really interesting stuff. So PUBG is the topic for today. I hope you're ready to hear everything that I'm going to give to you. And at the end of the show, I wonder what your response towards PUBG is going to be. Yes, because, yeah, my response was interesting. So I'm going to give you guys an awesome, amazing collection of tracks. Yes, selection of tracks, collection. Did you hear that? A rhymes, selection, collections. Yeah, so get your ears ready. You're gonna listen to awesome, amazing tracks. Here they are.
Jesus will stay.
The exceptional new act of worship album, As Above, So Below, is out. Get your very own copy on iTunes. Also available on Spotify, Deezer, Apple Music, and so much more.
Joy. seen, but the unseen, not distracted by slight short look, troubles, no we endure. I will focus on the King of Kings, cause he loves me. I'll focus on his mercies, cause he leads me.
Already set me free.
Yes, I'm back. I hope you enjoyed the music. Yeah, definitely had to enjoy the music. If you didn't enjoy it, I'm gonna show you flames. I'm joking, I'm kidding. I'm not gonna show you flames. So PUBG, I know your blood is probably like boiling. It's like boiling. Yeah, it's like, yo Nash, PUBG, what is this, man? Like, what is PUBG? Well, why are you talking about PUBG? In fact, why did you choose the topic PUBG? I know. Those are like some of you guys' question. Yes. And when I mean you guys, I mean you listening to this. So I'm basically speaking to you. This is me and you. It's a personal interaction, personal show. Yes. And at the same time, there's others that are also going to get exposed to the show. So, hey, did you hear that show? So, almost sounded like a rhyme there, you know, and all that stuff. Right here on us, the topic, we rhyme, we do everything real, yeah, just the way it is, you know, it's awesome. Me and you, we get it on another level. So, PUBG. Yes, PUBG. What is PUBG? There is the question. PUBG. So, for those who don't know what PUBG is, I'm going to give you what PUBG stands for. So, PUBG stands for Players Unknown. Not players. Player Unknown Battlegrounds. Yes. So, that is what it stands for. Player Unknown Battlegrounds. Now, Battlegrounds is actually a competitive survival shooter game. So, that is what it is. PUBG is a, yeah, competitive survival shooter game. And it's also an online game. So, you get to play with other players that are all over the world, man. Yes, worldwide. Yeah, you know, like your WWW World Wide Web. So, this one is a worldwide game, man. Online. Play with everyone. And, yeah. You can get the game on PC, Xbox One, and your PS4, including mobile. So those are the four platforms you can get the game on. PC, Xbox One, PS4, and mobile. And it's really, really interesting. Like, it's really interesting. So the game itself has a wild, like, it's wild, you know, like, it has a wide world that you can actually play in. And it's an open area, you see. So that's like an awesome stuff. And at the same time, you know, you also get fights, you know, death fights, death matches and all those stuff. Yeah, survival modes and all those things. It's like really, really interesting. And yeah, some people are like, so what does that have to do with me, like PUBG? Why would I wanna, you know, find out what PUBG is, you know, and all those stuff? You're actually going to find out as time goes on. But just, yeah, like a brief explanation and all the stuff of PUBG. So now you know what PUBG stands for. PUBG stands for Player Unknown's Battleground. So that is what PUBG stands for. And it's an online game, which means you can play with anyone all over the world. Doesn't matter what country you're in, you'll be able to play with that person as long as you have data. Now, PUBG, in terms of data, within an hour, it takes 44, if not 48, so megabytes, which is really, yeah, it's proper for an hour. Some games, they take more than that. There you are, in an hour, you've spent close to 500 megabytes at some games. So, yeah, it's actually proper. And, yeah, there's challenges, there's tasks, and it goes up to level 100. So you start from 0 to 100. And as you play the game, you obviously level up and all those things. By the time you start reaching your level 25, going to your 30s, that's where you find it hard to even level up faster. So it's like really interesting. Yep. And yeah, I'm going to give you guys, not you guys, you know what I mean. I meant you. I'm going to give you an awesome, amazing collection of songs. And when the songs are done, I'm gonna speak about what is PUBG net worth and who is PUBG made by. I mean, we all want to know those stuff. And even questions like, who started PUBG, you know? And, yeah, those things. How does PUBG earn? Is PUBG made in China? You know, things like that. So I'll actually answer those questions. I'll ask those questions for you, and I'll answer them. So, listen to the amazing tracks. Don't go anywhere.
Rapid Trade is passionate about mobility and solutions that make a difference in your business. From mobile sales and sales management to van sales and proof of delivery. For a demo, call Rapid Trade at 011-493-9755. Rapid Trade, ahead of the game.
I got too much sauce, homie. Yeah, sauce. Ooh, you can see it all on me. Yeah. Place to make a funny gift. Yeah, I'm making moves. I'm Chef Curry with the swish. I got too much sauce. Too much. Too much.
It's a great feeling when you find out that you got it. Yeah. And even better feeling when you know it's when they got you served. You know you got it. Yeah. Never took flight school, so I don't know how to pilot it.
Don't know.
I let the Lord lead while I pray in His guidance. Flying high with His excellence. The creator of all things. I'm the evidence. Don't you doubt it.
Yeah.
I'm saucing up your speakers, bringing that new HO. The recipe is in a book that I show enough. Change your show. Yeah.
Gotta wake up every morning.
Gotta wake up.
Praises to the maker for the love he's shown.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
Providing these old simple bones. The gift to touch the masses.
I thought I was tragic. I thought I was never good enough to make the magic. Till I read this book and I believe it is a classic. Imagine the secret to my sauce was never in a cabinet.
For real?
It was in a Bible that my uncle handed to the kid. Now I got way too much.
I got too much sauce, homie. Yeah, sauce and boo. You can see it all on me. Yeah. Praise the maker for the gift. Yeah, I'm making moves. I'm Chef Curry with the swish. I got too much sauce.
Too much.
Too much sauce.
Christian rappers surpassing all of these actors. Never sleep on my team, or we can make banging classics. That'll guide you, pry you from the devil dudes, gripping his tactics. And lead to the light of life on a hectic road. Reward is fantastic. But they don't wanna hear that though.
No.
I still took a chance at rapping.
Oh, yeah.
And I'ma still sing about hope.
Yeah.
And the one and only savior, that's a bold statement. Cause he the main reason for the sauce.
Yeah.
Recipe came with a cost.
Yeah.
Rearranged my whole life. Now I ain't gotta take no loss. Nah.
So I'ma wake up.
I'ma wake up
every morning. Praises to the maker for the love he's shown. Oh yeah, oh yeah, yeah. Providing these old simple bones.
Oh yeah,
gift to touch the masses.
I thought I was tragic. I thought I was never good enough to make the magic. Till I read this book and I believe it is a classic. I imagine if I never had a passion, life would just be so stagnant.
For real.
Dreams were almost in the trash bin.
But ain't no quitting me.
Now I got way too much.
I got too much sauce, homie. Yeah, sauce and boo. You can see it all on me. Yeah. Praise the maker for the gift. Yeah, I'm making moves. I'm Chef Curry with the swish. I got too much sauce.
Too much.
Too much.
Yeah, 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 fam. They ain't tryna see me on the ones no more. Come on, yeah, 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 yeah. I've been distant, I've been chasing something different that I'm facing. They neglected, they just hated. Took my heart and they misplaced it for that pure life. I go great, wouldn't be need faith. Need you now, come and fade. If I fall, would you fall with me?
Cause I've been rolling in the city where you can't trust no more. Know he with me right now, but it just still with me. You. And we all know what comes with death. And we all know I put my trust in God cause he ride for me. Ride for me, you ain't trying to ride for me. Had a lot of pain, try to hide it like a side chick. Think I'm self-changed, but I've grown, you should try. Just another day, every day another fight. Trying to pay the way, we're just really on a wave now. Trust me, this ain't really nothing new. Yeah. Still gon' call me up when they need something. I don't rate that. Tired of lies, just ride with me for real. Or stay back. Wanna see me fall, but like the fan, I dodge that. They can watch me go. Trust me, they can watch me go. Trust me, they can watch me. Wait, who am I? Yeah, we gon' be alright, I'm talking you and I. Yeah, quit the politics and this ain't Channel 5. Hey, man, had a spit on them, now they looking like the drawing sign. Hey, dead, dead. And you ain't really with me, had a fake that. Claiming you a one, but you ain't hit back. But I'd rather get a check than get a text. If I fall, would you fall with me? Cause I've been rolling in the city where you can't trust no more. Know he with me right now, but is he still with me? It's you. It's you. And we all know what comes with death. And we all know I put my trust in God cause he ride for me. Yeah. Ride for me. You ain't tryna ride for me. Had a lot of pain, try to hide it like a side chick. They gon' say I've changed, but I've grown, you should try. Just another day, every day another fight. Tryna pay the way, we just really on the way now. Trust me, this ain't really nothing new. Yeah. The high fire, on a fan eye.
So PUBG, what is PUBG net worth? Now, net worth basically refers to your salary and income, you know, when you're looking at those stuff. And when you look at the game itself, PUBG, your PUBG has been earning a massive income, you know, like, yo, within the starting point up to now, PUBG has been earning, like, yeah, it's in the career, man, like, it's been doing the most. That's, yeah, yo, it's good, it's good. And, you know, with PUBG, there's obviously companies like your Blue Hole Inc. that are involved in there, you know, they're like actually with PUBG and supporting PUBG and all those stuff. Now, they actually created a net worth of $4.6 billion. Yep. That's, they actually created that. Eh? And it went as far as them selling 13 million copies in 2007. Now that was just 2007. Hey, 2007. Now we are in 2019. Now, yo, over the years it's been multiplying and all the stuff, which is like really interesting. So, who is PUBG made by? Now, when you look at PUBG, there's a lot of interesting, yeah, companies involved. Now, there's obviously the four main parties that were involved in the making of PUBG. Now, the first one is Krafton, and then there's PUBG Corporation, Xbox Game Studios, and Tencent Games. Those are the four developers, you know, the companies that were involved in the making of PUBG, which is like really interesting. I'm like looking at them, I'm like, Xbox Game Studios, hey, Xbox was involved in this, man. Xbox was involved in this. So who started PUBG? That's the question. Who started PUBG? Person that started PUBG is a guy by the name of Brandon. Yeah. So Brandon learned coding while, you know, creating his mod. And it was then, yeah, that the first version of PUBG was created. It became very popular as DayZ, you know, yeah, DayZ, you know, the game that was created. Yes, yeah, it was already one of the famous, you know, games and all those stuff for gamers. Yes, so PUBG was created after, you know, that, during the time when DayZ was basically famous. And his work basically, you know, caught, Brandon's work caught the attention of Sony Entertainment Division. Now, what happened is they hired Brandon as a consultant for designing the Battle Royale mode, you know, for H1Z1. So that's basically what happened. And he was the one who created it. Now, if you don't know, Brandon, yeah, he's basically full name, Brandon Greene Rich. Yes, Brandon Greene. Now, it's really awesome. Like, it's interesting. Brandon has been enjoying a considerable income from his career. The company Blue Hole, remember we told you that Blue Hole was actually one of the people that, you know, one of the companies that were in the making of PUBG. Yes, they teamed up with basically Brandon Greene, and they started the net worth of 4.6 billion in 2007. So they teamed up with him, and then bam, there went the earnings going up there, yeah, which was really interesting. So how does PUBG earn, you know, basically? Now, PUBG does make money from in-app purchases, you know, their hidden sources of revenue is evil. That's what they say, you know, they say it's evil. But they sell, you know, from your data. So your data that you use, that's where they sell from. But the data in question here is primarily your voice chats, you know. So when you busy, you know, like speaking to the other person on the other side of the world, you know, through voice chat, yeah, that's how they make cash. You see, now the inbuilt voice chat option gives a peek into all of our lives, you know, concerning the game and all the stuff. It makes our life easier in terms of communicating to the people and all the stuff. But that's basically how they earn. Now, the other question that they actually asked was, is PUBG made in China? Yeah. So, basically, it's a good question, eh? That I won't deny. I won't deny. It's a good question. So, in China, basically, video gaming leaders has waited in vain for over a year for approval to earn money on PUBG, you know, via their in-app purchases. Having given, you know, basically the glory and all the stuff, South Korea made a game, a socialist, you know, makeover to basically meet the stringent, you know, government rules. And yeah, PUBG, basically the Tencent license PUBG has, yeah, it's basically in China and created the mobile version. So the mobile version of it, China is the one that created it. So yeah, it's really interesting. And yeah, this is like some of the information concerning PUBG. There's still two more sessions to reveal more stuff. So at the end of this, I want to know if you're going to be into the PUBG world. You're going to enter it. And yeah, there's a collection of tracks again for you. Enjoy the music.
to her, but today I'm asking for something more than my selfish desire. Right now she's broken and open to know you more, and I'm hoping you sweep her off her feet, make her fall in love. No, not with me, but with you. Overtake her with your truth. Oh, Father God, become a groom, make her you bride. Cause I want her to know your unconditional love, and I want her to grow in spirit and in truth. So I want you to hold her heart inside of your hand, make it all over again, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Lord, I pray that you would come into our heart, and I pray that you,
I pray that you
would mend the broken parts,
yeah,
above everything I feel on my desire is to see you draw closer to you, Lord. That's my prayer for her. That's my prayer for her. Everything I feel on my desire is to see you draw closer to you, Lord. That's my prayer for her.
To really carry on like this, be all in my feelings to the bone like this. How about be really feeling shouting in the stone like this? Cause it's been a while since I made a song like this. Straight from the heart, no filter. I can't lie, can't hide that I feel her. But in the meantime, I'ma set aside my desire right now. Lord, I'm praying that you heal her. She had strong dead on, but you see through that. And all the walls she got up, you could reach through that. And all the pain in the heart, you could reach through that. With the testimony she has, you could preach through that. I know you got a purpose and a plan for a life that's bigger than anything she could plan for a life. And before I'd even think to take a hand for a wife, Lord, I'm in the war room going hell for a life. Break these chains in the name of Jesus, and take that pain in the name of Jesus. Renew a right brain in the name of Jesus, so my knees to they bleed in the name of Jesus. Break these chains in the name of Jesus, and take that pain in the name of Jesus. Renew a right brain in the name of Jesus, so my knees to they bleed in the name of Jesus.
Lord, I pray that you would come into our heart. Lord, my desire is to see you draw closer to you,
closer.
That's my prayer for her. That's my prayer for her. That's my prayer for her. Everything I feel, Lord, my desire is to see you draw closer to you, Lord. That's my prayer for her. That's my prayer for her. Lord, my desire is to see you draw closer to you, Lord. That's my prayer for her.
So, yeah, you basically know most of the information about PUBG. Yeah. So, yeah, it's basically an awesome online game. Okay, from my side, I believe it's an awesome online game because, yeah, I grew up, you know, that person behind the PC always playing games and all those stuff, online games, offline games. So that was basically my life. I went from playing Halo online, you know, Halo Combat Evolved, Need for Speed, you know, all those type of games. I actually, yeah, went from playing those stuff, Midnight Club. So, yeah, online, I basically, you know, yeah, had a background of online gaming, whether it came to cars, you know, shooting, whatever it was. And I actually enjoyed it. I know my favorite racing online game is Midnight Club 2. So I actually love that game. Yo, that game is really awesome. I went from playing the demo version to playing the full version. And yeah, please don't judge me. I was that person that always hacked, you know, like the hacker. Yeah, I knew all the secrets of Midnight Club. I knew how to get to a specific place. I knew how to go through buildings. So things like that, I knew. So that was my life. And yeah, I loved using bikes because bikes were easier, you know, in terms of going into buildings and all that stuff. And I had, you know, basically a crew online, stuff like that. But yeah, PUBG is really awesome. It's a really awesome game. That's something that I have to say. But now, if you want to start playing PUBG, you better make sure that you have self-control, yes. If you are a person that has no self-control, or you're one of those people who, in fact, if you are a gamer, you yourself, you're a gamer, and yeah, your whole life, you know, revolves around you playing games, then yeah, go try out PUBG. Like, there's people who are actually making cash from PUBG, and yeah, I wouldn't go that direction. So if you are a gamer and you're playing games, yeah, why not try it out? Because it's really awesome, though. That's something I have to say. Yeah, I give PUBG that. So it's really awesome. And one of the questions that were asked is basically, which country plays PUBG the most? Now, it's really interesting because even if you play the, in fact, when you play the game, you already know which country plays the, yeah, you know, the game the most because of the maps. There's basically, if I'm not mistaken, 4 to 5 maps, 4 or 5, one of the two. Okay, my brain is telling me 4, but there might be 5. So, out of those 4 or 5 maps in the game, you actually, yeah, get, yeah, in fact, there are 4 maps, and then there are 5 countries, you know, different countries. And that's where the question came in, which country plays the most? And if you're actually in there, you actually notice that Europe is always green. Europe is always green. And to answer that question, yeah, which country plays the, you know, the game the most, basically PUBG, USA was the first place until 2007, not 2007, 2017 basically. So USA was first until 2017, yeah, and then, yeah, that's basically the PC version of PUBG, and it was overtaken by China with 30% player base. Germany, Russia, and South Korea and Japan takes, you know, basically the consecutive places after the top contender, which is China. So yeah, China's the, yeah, they're the ones that play PUBG the most. And yeah, it's interesting how this game is popular. The game basically originally gained fame among more advanced gamers through its console and PC version. So it's a mobile game, but yeah, there's also the PC version and your PS4 and your Xbox One. PUBG became so popular that its owner, you know, basically the owner, South Korea-based Bluehole, you know, the company that also is part of making PUBG, they actually formed a subsidiary called the PUBG Co-op. Yes, Co-op. Interesting, eh? Interesting stuff. So basically, it's like an outline of PUBG, and there's actually a map, or okay, let me say there's a country that I love playing in, you know, there's basically a country that I love playing in. So you can actually choose different countries. So the first one, I'm not gonna put them in order, but I'm going to speak from memory. So the first one that you can choose is Europe. You can choose that server. Okay, so they basically, there's five servers, if I'm not mistaken. So there's Europe, there's Middle East, there's North America, there's your KRJP. I'm going to explain what that means now. And I'm trying to remember the last one. I think it's South America, somewhere there. Yeah. So that's basically what's happening. And my favorite server to play in is the KRJP. Now, there's specific reasons why I love playing there. First thing, I've played in the Europe server. There, it's going down. You enter in there, if you're not experienced, you'll die fast. They kill you fast. There's 100 players that go into the map. And if you're not experienced, you'll be one of the first to die. Meaning, you'll die, and then you see there on the map 99 players left. Or you'll see there on the map 80 players left. Which is bad, because that means that game is gonna take long. Long, yes. Plus, you can also play it as a solo player, or you can get a teammate where it's just the two of you guys, or you can get a whole squad, which is your four players, yeah, you and three others. So those are the different modes that you can also play it in. So I love playing in the KRJP. Now, what KRJP basically stands for is Korea Japan region. Yes, Korea Japan region. So it's Korea and Japan region. Now, in that region, I play there because I am an experienced player who can play in Europe. And if I play in Europe, I'm able to come out number one or number two or number three. And sometimes don't even reach the top 10, depending on who's playing in that area. Now, I'm an experienced player in there. So when I go to the K, basically your Korea, Japan server, there's people who you'll see it says level 50. But the guy can be shooting at you and you're on the ground and the bullets don't touch you. Now me, as an experienced player, I aim for your head and I make sure you die. So when I go into that server, it's more easier for me because I'm more experienced than them. So I'm able to come out first and I'm also able to level up faster. So that's why I love that map. Yes. So that's just, yeah, my side, you know. But yeah, that's basically PUBG. Yes, that's PUBG, and it's really, really awesome. I'm going to give you guys music, and then I'm going to come back and close. You know, when I say you guys, I'm saying me, you. Yes, we in this together. So us.
Will you be my witness? Will you be my light? Will you be my voice lighting up the night? Spirit, every heart ablaze, singing out the gospel, every voice in praise. Now go. good news with the world. We go set out to share the good news with the world. We go set out to share the good news with the world. Now go, now go, go out and tell the world that every nation hear my voice. Now go, now go, go out and live my word, let every nation know my love. Now go, now go. Go out and tell the
Obviously, we all want to know the background story of PUBG. So, like, looking at the head person who created PUBG, Brandon Greene. Yeah, Greene, Brandon Greene. So, it's B-R-E-N-D-A-N, that's Brandon. And then G-R-E-E-N-E, Greene. That's how I'm going to pronounce it. I'm sorry if I didn't pronounce it right. But yeah, Brandon Greene. So how old is he? He is basically 43. He's around the 43 age mark. And he was born in 1976. That's the person that basically created PUBG. So in case you like, okay, how old is Brandon Greene? He is around your 43 years old. And where is Brandon Greene from? Brandon Greene is from Ballyshannon, Ireland. That is where he is from. That is his place of birth. So yeah, that's basically your maker, you know, of PUBG. Now, PUBG itself, how much does it earn a day? That might be one of your questions. PUBG, basically, yo, it's like interesting, earns, now this is a day, ne? There's like your average amount that they spend, and there's the amount that comes in. So in a day, they'll get around 650,000, yes. Now that's nearly triple what players actually spent prior to June 19. And you also get your round was 220,000 per day also. So that's like the lowest, you know, like if you go low, it goes to 220,000 per day. If you go high, it starts going to your 650,000, you know, and all those stuff. But then it also goes higher than that. So basically when the game was launched, yeah, it was really interesting. So there is the fact that it's also on different platforms. So those are like rates for different platforms. Now the mobile side, yo, the mobile side, it's actually interesting. So in a day, guys who actually play PUBG on a phone, a mobile, they actually, now, bear in mind, ne, before I actually tell you this, there's also a PC where you get an emulator, ne, and it also counts as a mobile because getting an APK, you didn't install the PC version, so it's considered as the mobile version. So within a day, they earn 30 million. That's like going high. And if you go below, they actually get 22 million, which is generated within a day. So, yeah, it's interesting, eh? It's interesting. Now, some people, they might be asking. They might be asking, like, can we actually earn money from PUBG? Now, the answer to that is, there is no direct way, you know, to earn money from playing PUBG. But here basically there's like a few methods when it comes to PUBG and all those stuff. You can make some bucks playing PUBG, you can take part in PUBG tournaments and earn some cash prizes. You can also make money playing PUBG on live streams. So that's some of the ways you can make PUBG cash. So I hope you enjoyed the show. I'm gonna see you guys next week, same time, same place. Peace out and God bless.
Thank you.